This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd, powering lives. If you have questions, we use them. You get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs, although not many of us are traveling, as you just heard on Violetta's traffic report a second ago.
That's true.
This comes to us from Laura. Hey, Eric. This is Laura. She writes.
Hey, Laura.
See how quickly I figured that out? Really good start. So everyone is giving stats on this COVID-19 thing. That's what it is. It's the thing. I was wondering, has anyone put out there, and maybe I've just missed it, how many of those who have caught it have been men and how many have been women? Just thinking it would be more men. Women are generally more germophobic than men. Here is my address for a travel mug. Thanks. Once again, this is Laura. Signed, Laura. All right.
Thanks, Laura.
Got it. I don't know that we have any specific numbers, but I have seen multiple reports that say men seem to get COVID-19 more often than women do.
Yeah, even when we looked this up about a week ago or so, that was the case.
Right. It wasn't a ton more, though.
Yeah, but it was something.
I thought it was
like 60-40 or something.
60-40, 65-35, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is easy to say if you're a woman.
What?
Not a ton more.
Yeah. As men, I think that is a ton more. And it makes me really uncomfortable. That's not too bad, said the woman.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
Right. And I want to say it was even worldwide. It was pretty consistent, too.
Right.
When we looked that up, I don't want to start Googling like crazy now, but I feel like it was pretty across the board. Men all over the place generally are unhealthier slobs.
And interestingly enough, yesterday during the press conference at 2:30 with Governor Pritzker, Dr. Ezeke came up and gave the number of confirmed cases for the day, which was half the previous day. And I don't want to read into anything because I'm certain that number is going to go up again today. But I was surprised.
Definitely.
I was surprised.
What? They addressed it later, though.
Did they?
They said it was basically probably statistical noise because it depends on state labs versus private labs. Sometimes they don't get the numbers in by 10 a.m., et cetera. So they...
Totally agree.
They kind of said, look at the trend line.
Completely agree. But I was caught off guard because each one I expect to be double the previous day right now.
Yeah, right.
And Dr. Oz yesterday told us that in New York, that's one of the saving graces that they're looking at is the numbers aren't as high per day.
Although New York is in a crisis mode.
They're in a war zone. They're in war zone territory right now.
They brought the naval ship in and
things are in
dire straits there, but we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And what Violetta was referring to is Dr. Oz was on with us yesterday. And if you missed that, you can get that on the Eric in the Morning podcast. That is available to you. I had several people emailing last night asking if that would be on the podcast, and it is. So you have a lot of eggs, or you have a lot of hand sanitizer. I can't remember which one, Melissa.
I had 2 dozen eggs, and I really didn't need that. We weren't going to go through that, so I didn't
have any
hand
sanitizer.
Plus,
you do have one of these live baby chicks in the backyard, right? Like they have over there in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
I wish.
Yeah. Remember, they're there for egg production, not as meat chickens.
Thank God.
312-233-1019. Top three things you have way too much of. You're not necessarily hoarding them, but you have a lot of it. Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up? I get a lot of hand lotion.
You put it in a bag?
Hey, come on. I'm washing my hands. My hands dry up. What's with you guys?
I know, it's a whole meat chicken thing.
Yeah. I was going to ask how quickly it's dwindling.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going through gallons of it.
Never
gallons and gallons. Thank you, Tony. Hi, Bill. You got a lot of what?
Too many bottles of wine.
Bottles of wine.
I can help you there.
I don't know that that's a problem.
Never too many of those. Hey, Sarah, too much what?
Arts and craft supplies.
Arts and craft supplies. You never know when you're going to have to conduct a class in your home. Max, too much what?
Too many computers and too many computer monitors.
Too many computers? How is that?
So I work for an IT department.
Uh-huh.
And, I already had a bunch.
Right.
But you end up storing some extras just in case.
You're like a proud collector. You just never know when somebody's going to need an old Mac. Hey, Gabby, you have too much what?
Cereal.
Right. Yeah. Any particular kinds or all kinds?
Well, all kinds. Especially Cheerios. My kids go through it like nothing.
I know. Well, it's a survival technique. And number three, too much what? Kim, you've hoarded it. What is it?
Sardines.
Ooh,
why?
Ew.
I like them.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You're the one.
And sardines, eh?
Yeah.
My grandma loves them.
Yeah, my dad sardines. Used to like those, too. We were always like, what is wrong with
really?
You?
Canned sardines. And number two, Debbie's got a whole house full of what?
Over-the-door hooks or organizers.
Over-the-door hooks. Like to hang your towel on in the bathroom?
Well, that or to hang jewelry, like jewelry organizers,
right.
Shoe organizers, anything to organize.
Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold. We might need a couple of those. Whip's got a lot of jewelry strewn about us
I
all.
I do.
And finally, in at number one, you have too much what, Sean?
I have 900 left eye contacts.
900 left eye.
What?
900?
Which almost makes you a member of TLC. Talking about it.
That's right.
I don't want those scrubs. Yeah. Why 900 contacts for your left eye?
It was just a clerical error. I ordered 90 days of each left and right eye, and they sent me 900 left eye.
That is so strange.
That is.
So.
Have you been able to clear up the issue?
I mean, I just have a bunch of boxes of contacts. I don't know what to do with them.
Right. I call
eBay.
The fine folks at Amazon and say, what the hell's going on? Melissa has a barter system in place at her house.
I do.
She's like a dealer out the front door.
Next Chapo. Yeah. Many times you got to do it.
Melissa opens the door, looks left, looks right. No cops. Puts the eggs out there. Closes the door. Comes back 20 minutes later, opens the door, looks left, looks right. No cops. Hand sanitizer. 312.
Magic.
233-1019. Cutting deals. Desiree, out your front door?
I am. A friend of ours drops off the food, and then I pick it up. Or we make meals and call each other and tell us what we're making, and then her husband even comes and picks up mine.
Wow. All right, so you're exchanging meals. You're making more than enough for your house. In exchange, you take the extra, you get a whole new meal back.
That's right.
Not a bad deal.
Tonight's Taco Tuesday.
Tonight is Taco Tuesday.
That's
I
right.
love it.
Oh, I can go for that. That's a good idea. Some tacos? Last night I was craving Greek food. I've never been that guy.
Oh,
like,
really?
I've never craved Greek food really in my life, and for some reason that was happening. I was trying to find myself a good Greek place.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do out in the western suburbs.
I got a couple spots I could do.
Downtown, I could have come down to Greek town and lived it up hard, but under normal circumstances, but I couldn't do it. Yeah. 312. 233-1019. Cutting deals out the front door, Sarah.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Great.
My neighbor gave us a kid's bicycle in exchange for some brisket.
A kid's bicycle in exchange for brisket. Wow.
You got it. Yeah.
Wow.
That's where we're at right now.
Wow.
I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and we just sit here and look outside and watch people go by, and he goes, hey, I saw you making that brisket. How about I give you this kid's bike in exchange for some of it?
How many pounds did you give him?
That's a lot of brisket he would have to give. Yeah. Was it delicious?
Well, my husband has one of those, you know, those cookers where you do it for like 6 or 8 hours or whatever.
Like a smoker.
Oh, man. You know, and it's wafting through the neighborhood.
Right.
Which drives the price right up.
That's true.
That's delicious. the deals, you were cutting out your front door, Jackie. Hold on a second, Jackie. Hang on. Phone's freaking out. Jackie, go ahead.
Yes, so my mom lives in a condo building, and people really aren't giving out change anymore, so she needs quarters for her laundry.
Right.
So she dropped off a bag of latex gloves, and I gave her a bag of $5 quarters.
Quarters for latex gloves.
I love it. Hey, that's everybody's bad. Happy.
I don't know. It sounds like you're some kind of code for something, but it's not. Quarters for latex gloves. Wesley.
Yeah, I would trade a bottle of Crown Royal for a 12-pack of toilet paper with my wife's cousin.
Oh, my God!
You know what? I'm not certain who got the better end of that deal.
Right?
Still thinking that one through.
I love it.
Crown Royal for TP. No price is too high. Anybody listening who is self-quarantined all by yourself? Caroline.
Hello.
That's you?
Caroline.
Hi. You're self-quarantined, although it sounds like you've at least gotten out of the house.
I am. I have driven to two different places to try to get my Starbucks coffee this morning because I just have nothing else to do.
Right.
Wait, I have a question. Did you find any open? Because Starbucks, I thought, just closed. All the ones I went to were closed.
Drive-thrus are open.
Oh, drive-thrus are open?
Yeah, they drive-thru only. You cannot go in at all.
Right.
It's funny. They have, like, signs at the window. But, no, I don't know why my one is closed. And so I had to go. I'm in LaPorte, Indiana. I'm in Michigan, New Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's by, yeah.
Oahu.
Okay.
Oh, that's by my friend Liz.
No.
Starbucks open?
Yeah. That's by my sister.
Back to point.
Anyway, sorry, I got excited. I got excited.
So you're all by yourself. What is that experience like? Do you enjoy it or not enjoy it?
It has its moments. Like yesterday, I was kind of a little down. I was missing my people.
Right.
But I talk to my dog a lot more than normal.
Right. There you go. Right. He or she just looks at you blankly, going, "This person just keeps talking to me
and is always here."
Yeah.
I know, it's funny, and it's. I told him not to judge me for watching the same shows, like just basically over and over again.
Right. Right. Sure, you know what? The dog is going to have total separation anxiety when this all ends.
He's already really, really pretty needy, so this is probably ruining him.
There you go. Anybody listening who's self-quarantined alone? Melissa?
Yes, that would be me alone.
And where do you live?
Countryside.
Oh, I have a friend over there. Do you know Steve? Steve lives out from you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How is that experience for you?
I've been keeping busy.
Have you reached any moments of loneliness?
Yeah, I would say there's been a few, but thank God for technology so I can FaceTime people and, you know, text and all that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Do you think there's going to be a point in time that if this goes on too long, like you're just going to, you know, break down and visit somebody, your parents, somebody, anybody?
Yeah, it might end up happening. I mean, this is week 3 now for me.
Wow.
So it's been 2 weeks since I've had any, like, in-person human interaction.
Have you been talking to yourself a lot?
Sometimes I do, and I'm a teacher too, so I've been trying to figure out all the e-learning stuff. And
you'll be busy with that.
Right.
Ended up starting a YouTube channel.
That's cool.
What's your YouTube channel so we can all watch it?
Yeah, I got to check it out.
Sure. It's Miss Fairy Teacher.
Miss like M-I-S-S?
M-I-S-S, and then Fairy is F-A-R-Y.
Gotcha. Teacher.
And then teacher. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to look it up.
All right, and what are you doing on your YouTube channel? Just teaching stuff? Are you dancing around or in fairy costumes, or what are you doing?
People might question my sanity after watching me.
Right.
I do some, like, academic things and then some goofy things.
Gotcha.
Like, I had a tea party with stuffed animals on Friday.
Oh, boy. Yep, it's getting to you. No doubt about it. It is getting to you.
It's going to be huge.
Melissa.
You're going to go viral.
Becca.
Yes, hi. I live alone, and I don't have any pets either. So
you're alone.
I'm totally alone, yes.
How long has that been going on?
In 3 weeks, I've only been outside twice, and it was to help a neighbor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So who are you talking to?
The walls.
I actually have a Zoom subscription, and I force my family and my friends to get on and chat with me.
Right. Awesome.
I've become really close friends with the refrigerator.
Yeah, all of us have.
We've been sharing a lot of information with each other.
Yep.
And that's what it's come to. I sit my chair in front of the refrigerator, and I talk to the refrigerator. I think everything's going to be just fine. Let's say hello to her. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Have you gained a little weight during the self-quarantine?
A little bit.
Yeah. Care to share maybe how much?
I would say it's in the round. It's probably gone about 10 pounds. It's like 8 to 11 pounds.
Okay.
Too many carbs,
okay.
Probably.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Right. You're not alone.
No. Yeah,
no reason to feel self-conscious about that. We're all there. Okay. Interested in losing that weight?
Yeah.
Interested in trying a sort of social experiment?
Sure.
I love this.
Do you have a scale?
I do.
Okay. Each day this week, if you participate and do what I'm about to share with you, can we check in with you and you'll just let us know whether you've gone up or down?
Sure.
Okay. According to what I received earlier, Laura, and when Melissa mentioned this right out of the gate that she had gained 8 pounds, I got an email from Cindy. And Cindy says, hey, Eric, so I saw this on Facebook. So it's got to be real. Okay, Laura.
It has to be true.
This has to work. I saw this on Facebook. It said, you'll eat less if you lay around the house in your swimsuit instead of your pajamas.
Swimsuit? What? Oh, God.
That makes perfect sense if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, you're just flopping on the couch and everything's hanging
out.
See,
that's the beautiful thing, though. Nobody's ever going to see it.
But you can feel the rolls.
See, no, don't be this way. You're going to scare Laura off.
I'm not scaring you. I'm just saying that's what went through my head initially. Because then you'd be eating on the couch. A little bit of chili falls on your belly. And then you just feel...
That's why it'll probably work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Laura... Is this something you would be willing to do for yourself and for us, and each day we check in as to whether or not it works? And I think we can start slowly, just putting on your swimsuit for 15 minutes today and laying around, and maybe 30 minutes tomorrow, culminating in about an hour by the end of the week.
Can we do it at mealtime only for my teenage boys?
Can do whatever you'd like.
That's your house.
This is your house and your swimsuit. But all we'll need is each day to check back with you and find out whether or not it's actually working.
Okay.
You're open to the idea?
I'm open to it.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I want to know if it works.
Well, I'm expecting you to do it too.
Okay. I'll prepare.
I'm not alone.
I'll do it with you. I'll have to prepare mentally my son Porter, who's 9, that I'm gonna be in a bathing suit. But after a while, they don't care anyway.
He'll just go right back to his
bathing suit. He might put his bathing suit on.
He might think you're going to the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see my youngest joining. I can see my oldest thinking.
Oh, so you may make it a family event. That's great. Everybody gets in their swimsuits, walks around the house.
Make
great.
It a big joke. Who cares?
Great. Get some beach balls. It'll be a social media thing.
You can do a TikTok video and send it to us.
Exactly.
It's gonna be great.
Right.
Oh, the make
possibilities
sure you
are endless.
All right, Laura, hang on. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number so that we can check in with you each day and find out how this is working, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we'll have valuable prizes for you, too.
Oh, fun.
All right, hold on.
This is so fun.
All right, we're going to see if this works and maybe ultimately get some, a picture or a TikTok video or something like that so we can see it
unfold.
Yeah,
I want to do it, too, I think.
Yeah, feel free. Feel free to help yourself. And I also like this because what it does, there's no sports on TV.
No.
Which has caused gamblers to struggle with things to do. So you can feel free to gamble at home on this.
Wager bet.
You can gamble with your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. All right, I'm going to predict that Laura drops 2. I got 10 bucks. This is Laura drops 2 by tomorrow.
Yeah, what's the over-under on that?
I'll take the over on that, the under, and you can work from there.
Okay.
So it's good for Laura. It's good for gamblers. And it's good for us.
Yes.
Everybody wins.
Truly.
All right, lay around in the house in your swimsuit and not your pajamas. Supposedly, that helps you lose weight. We'll find out if that's true. The first installment this time tomorrow. Make sure you're here all week with The Mix.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today, we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
312-233-1019. Well, they call it hangxiety.
Okay.
You combine a hangover and some anxiety, you got yourself hangxiety. And what kind of people get that? These kind of people. Blank people experience increased anxiety the day after drinking. So as you wake up this morning and stare at the clock and go, oh, crap, it's 8:16. I already needed my first drink. I can't do that now. That's so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait at least until noon. Okay, maybe 10.
That's acceptable nowadays.
Anxiety. What kind of people? 312-233-1019. What kind of people, Janie?
Single people?
Single people. No. No. Oh, shoot. No anxiety there. What kind of people experience anxiety the day after drinking? Donna.
Shy people.
Exactly right. Shy people. The next day are all stressed out by what they just experienced the day before when they had 4 martinis.
Because they don't know what they said or did.
Maybe. I don't know. Shy people are more likely to experience anxiety during alcohol hangover, according to a recent personality and individual differences study. In turn, getting hangxiety was linked to an increased risk of alcoholism for very shy individuals. So curtail it. We know that many people drink to ease anxiety felt in social situations, but this research suggests that this might have a rebound consequences the next day. Something we call hangxiety. Shy individuals more likely to experience this sometimes debilitating aspect of a hangover.
Wow.
Speaking of TikTok videos, I mentioned we're going to be doing one that you'll hopefully get tomorrow.
Okay.
You see the one of the woman who, and maybe I can share it. The woman who's standing on her doorstep, and you can just hear it in her voice. She's like, "Hey, you! Why are you running? It's 7 a.m. Are you being chased?" She's yelling out the street.
Is that
she goes,
what she's saying?
Then all of a sudden, a wine glass comes in. She goes, "I can't believe they're out running at 7 a.m. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love all these funny clips.
No anxiety there. 312-233-1019. Bublé says it's impossible. He's like, "Why don't I just sing you a show tune?"
He could sing some of his lessons.
Yeah. Hang on. While you guys keep learning here, I'm going to go upstairs and put on my tuxedo and too much cologne and come down and sing you a show tune. I'm going to do what I know. 312-233-1019. Hardest part of all of it. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What is the most difficult part?
Well, I have a 15-year-old that obviously I want to be able to give him space and let him do this on his own, but I'm having trouble because every time I seem to come upstairs, he's on YouTube.
Down a YouTube rabbit hole, and God knows when he'll emerge.
Well, exactly. And so you don't want to nag, but I find myself, you know, like around 11:30, I'm already popping the white claw because I can't take it anymore.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Time for the claw.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I like the old, I want to give him his space to do it on his own because he's 15. I would be saying that if they were like 4. I want to give him space. He's 4. I want to give him time to sort through this.
He's figuring it out.
Because I'm on my 4th white claw.
Exactly.
I got you. Hey, Cassie, what's the hardest part of homeschooling?
4 kids and still being an essential worker.
Whoa.
Yeah, that can be overwhelming.
You can't do it. I don't know how. Yeah, you just don't have the time.
It is exhausting. Both my husband and I are essential workers, so we work all day and all their assignments post all day. So right. By the time we get home and scrambling to get 4 kids done and trying to do the Common Core math, it is an all day, all night gig.
By the time you get home, essentially nothing is going to happen.
Right, yeah. Right.
You're like, "Hey, how about you learn how to make dinner for us when we get home?"
That's very, yeah, exactly.
Kathy.
Hi. Being a nurse, I know how to do simple math, so trying to teach trigonometry to my high schooler is impossible. My answer is, I just don't know.
Right.
Or the typical go-to, because... just listen to me. That's the way it is because.
Right.
They look at me like I'm stupid or something. I'm like, "No, trust me. I learned this. I'm educated. It's the answers because. Just do it."
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Do it my way.
Trigonometry. No one can figure that out.
No.
It's hard.
Two parallel lines cut by a transversal. Opposite angles are equal.
Well, that stuff.
That's
with
all
you.
I know.
Yep.
That's what I would do. I would just keep saying that over and over.
Like a robot.
Every time they come to me, "Dad, I can't get this." Two parallel lines cut by a transversal, opposite angles are equal.
Oh,
memorize
God.
It. It'll come in handy in life when you're a DJ on the radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Hi, Evelyn.
Hey, Eric. This is a big kid's e-learning story. My son's in his 3rd year of college, was studying overseas this semester in Hungary.
Oh, wow.
Got sent home. They're continuing with online classes, but one of the Hungarian professors insists I'm conducting her class live so they can have discussion.
Oh, God.
They're 7 hours ahead, so right, class God. In Hungary is at 9 a.m. Right. You've got to be up at 2 in the morning for this class.
That is unreasonable. Yeah. That is not
right,
reasonable.
That's why I would only, if I were to leave home and go to school, I would go to Ohio, no farther.
Exactly.
That's only an hour. You can redo it if this happens. Right. Hungary's a whole nother animal.
God.
See, Michael Bublé wasn't wrong. We do each and every Tuesday all the tidbits you need, the story headlines that haven't had a chance to get to yet this morning. We get to now in a big, huge pile. You ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Item number one, here's good news. You can get free Doritos Locos Tacos today from Taco Bell.
You
that
can?
Good. Yeah, mm-hmm. The drive-up.
Yeah, you
nice.
Can run for the belt. You were while you were gone, Melissa, you missed it. I went to the combo KFC Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And got both.
Well, oh, my gosh. Did you really?
Felt pretty good about it, too.
Oh, my.
Can you combine them? Can you tear off some of the KFC, put it inside the taco shell?
I'm certain you can do whatever you want. I just I went with both. I couldn't decide as I was sitting there, so I'm like, I'm going to hit them both.
I understand that.
Nice. Do a little bit of both.
Yeah, your own little buffet.
Taco Bell still working to serve customers with drive-thru and delivery orders as an added bonus for those who order at the drive-thru. The chain is giving out free Doritos Locos Tacos today.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of nice. And then you go home and drink like Venus and Serena do. Venus and Serena Williams have joined Amy Schumer for for an alcohol curl workout on Instagram Live last week, a workout that consisted of lifting bottles of alcohol as weights.
Mm.
Okay. I do this anyway, Schumer cracked, as she squatted with what looked like a huge magnum bottle of champagne. When we go low, the champagne goes high. Schumer also kidded that tequila is good for calf raises, and a tilted bottle of wine towards her mouth, saying, "Practice of what you do at night. It's how I keep myself in mediocre shape."
Mediocre.
I saw Amy Schumer on Family Feud. It was the Amy Schumer family against the Kelly Clarkson family.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
You were digging deep into your TV viewing
that
lately.
That was like right there on NBC or something last night with Steve Harvey. And I was like, is this new? But sure enough, it was from 3 years ago.
There you go. Oh.
Yeah. Who knew?
Amy Schumer. Speaking of drinking, Mel D, who is home and handling all the social media, said on our Instagram she did post that TikTok video I saw yesterday of the woman drinking, yelling at the guy running.
Okay.
I saw it.
It's very good.
That's cute.
You know, the coronavirus quarantine continues, and when you break it, bad things can happen. Man breaks quarantine order, killed by a gator.
Oh.
Well, you know, this is what happened.
What?
Wow, the repercussions.
Yeah. You mess around.
That's rough.
The New York Daily News says a man from Rwanda recently breached the coronavirus quarantine order before being killed by an alligator. The man was messing around in a river when the gator attacked. He'd broken the stay-at-home rule. He's one of the very few people here who are not cooperating with the lockdown to stop the virus, and this is what you get, said a local authority.
Wow. They just don't listen, do they, some people?
Stay home and eat donuts. In New York, there's a donut shop selling Dr. Fauci donuts.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
Wait, does it have his picture on
it? Does, yeah.
Oh.
A Donuts Delight, a donut shop in Rochester, New York, selling donuts featuring the likeness of Dr. Anthony Fauci. So if you want a donut with his face on it, you got to go to Rochester to get that.
Yeah.
Or be in Rochester listening on the Mix app or online. A man postpones his wedding to a blow-up doll because of coronavirus. All right, you really don't need much more of that.
This might actually be the time you want to marry a blow-up doll if you're ever going to. That you ever would, but compared to most, at least you can say, like, I know they don't have any germs. That's the point.
And he has a lot of companionship with her.
Right. Not that it's ever a good time, but I'm saying if there ever was a time when it might make a little more sense,
hey, Swanee,
this would be it.
I need you to pull that line. That's going to come in handy the rest of the week. Just Whip saying, if there was ever a good time to marry a blow-up doll, it'd be right now.
Yeah.
You can pull that. I can find multiple uses for that this week.
Every time I hear it, it makes my stomach just move.
Why don't you grab that one?
I do wish you guys could see it.
I feel like that'll come in handy. Family of orangutans has formed a special bond with the otters who share their zoo enclosure.
Cute.
In their self-quarantine.
I love myself a good otter and orangutan.
That's good. A group of otters and orangutans at the Paradise Zoo in Belgium are sharing the home together. The close relationship between the animals is on display in a series of photos shared by the zoo, which shows the two species happily coexisting and interacting with one another.
That's weird, because I thought orangutans were vicious.
Yeah, not when there's otters around. Although you were just talking earlier, Whip, about what's going on over at Shedd Aquarium.
That's right. They have the penguin, Wellington the penguin, 32 years old, looks younger, going
handsome
over
animal
by the beluga whales. And the beluga whales are like, what's that thing? I want it.
All right, and we wrap up Tidbit Tuesday with two animal related stories that might hit close to home, because it's all about dogs.
Oh, cute.
You love dogs?
Yes.
Dogs are now being trained to sniff out coronavirus.
Oh, really?
They can sniff you and go, yep, that's definitely coronavirus. This is like live PD. You know, they bring out the canine units?
Like a bomb-sniffing dog.
Yep. Extensive testing with the novel coronavirus is a crucial weapon against the pandemic, as seen in countries like South Korea, which was able to significantly flatten the curve, and Germany, which is testing an average of 500,000 people each week. But now, the charity Medical Detection Dogs has partnered with Durham University and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine on a trial to see if dogs can, in fact, sniff out COVID-19 patients.
Wow.
Have you ever seen other stories where the dogs can sniff out other diseases?
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me one bit that this would work.
And they can smell 40 feet underground, I learned from you.
Yeah.
That's so true. I'm glad you remembered that little tidbit.
Interestingly enough, this is maybe the circumstance you find yourself in where you're like, well, that's great and everything, but I'm quarantined at home, so I can't really go to have a dog sniff me out, so to speak. The dog now, in fact, can drive to you.
What?
They'll bring you the dog?
No, the dog will drive you.
What?
Washington man pulled over after 100-mile-per-hour chase says he was teaching his dog to drive.
Oh, my God. People are losing their minds.
So the dog can just drive to you.
Yeah. Never know when you might need that.
Yeah. Pull up in his Chevy Equinox.
Yeah.
Come and sniff you for your virus.
Oh, God.
A 51-year-old Washington man, allegedly under the influence, sped over 100 miles per hour and crashed into other vehicles on I-5 in Seattle. People were calling 911 like crazy. Troopers saw him and pulled him over when the man said he was just trying to teach his dog to drive.
Oh, my God.
This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.